Okay, hello everyone, and here we are in January of a new year. Yes, much is happening, huh? So reminder to rise above the chaos, don't get caught up in the drama, stay in your center, keep on your path, and enjoy life. Yes, in spite of everything, enjoy life. So let's do an overview for tonight, which is an unusual activation call. So you are joining us for a celebratory, that's like high joyful evening, of another 111 Gateway Empowerment. This is a follow-up gateway to the recent very big, huge winter solstice ascension Stargate event. We'll be using the energy of one prime number as we move through the 11 gateway, which is a master number, into the beginning phases of the new age of enlightenment, because we are now in officially the age of Aquarius. We have been waiting a very long time. All of us have been waiting a very long time for this gateway. So we are in it now. We are out of the old age of conflict and darkness. And what you're seeing played out on the human stage is the remnants of that old age of conflict and pain and suffering. So this empowerment event will assist in cleansing of past karmic patterns and from the distress of 2020 that are still remaining in your field. It is time to clear your field from the density and polarity of the Kali Yuga age of conflict and suffering, the old matrix of karma. It is now time to celebrate, underscore, the spiritual work you have been doing since your birth. And now to move into your journey of joyfulness, peace, and divine flow. This event can be a quantum celebration of work well done and the passing of your postgraduate studies. Yeah, man, you got your diploma, your postgraduate diploma. Choose your field and then have it printed at Office Depot and frame it on your wall. And as always, your ancestors and pets are most welcome to sit in and receive. Hear that, kitties? Kitty, kitty, kitties? All right, so let's get started here. I'm going to change the view here. Okay, so as always, let's begin by calming down the mind and relaxing the body. We're going to do a slightly different protocol. So as always, we are talking to your higher self. We're not talking to your mind or your ego, but we are also talking to your body and your spirit. So when we go into the guided part of activations, we are speaking to your knowingness, and just allow your knowingness to do the instructions or the guidance. You don't have to try and figure out how to do it. Just allow it to happen naturally. Okay, so as we begin, you're going to consciously open up your Akashic records. You don't have to know where they are, where it is, in timelessness. Just allow your spirit to open up your records so that you can begin to receive the downloads into your body of what is needed at this moment. So as you relax the body, the mind begins to calm down and your consciousness begins to be free to work in this quantum field of possibilities. We call it the oneness. Okay, make sure your shoes are off. Palms facing upwards. Touch the thumb and index fingers together. And as you relax your mouth, touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth, which will create a better flow with your microcosmic orbit. That's your chi flow that runs along the spine and down the front of your body and is regulated at your dantian, or the base of your trunk area, or your belly button area. It also incorporates the lower back area as well. There is a two-way flow to your microcosmic orbit, and it does flow in two directions, so to speak. You could say it's the yin flow and the yang flow, or the masculine and feminine. So just allow your higher self to begin to activate to the next level your microcosmic orbit. You may also feel energy moving, spinning towards your body and away from your body at the dantian. And you may also feel a horizontal figure eight flow there at your dantian, literally going sideways. And you may also feel it in your brain, the hemispheres of your brain being activated and more aligned with each other. Okay, so just allow. Okay. So activate your four pillars of light in your home. Archangel pillars of light, creating a very safe and sacred space, not only for your body, but for your home. These are anchored permanently in your home to provide safety and sacredness. It will help the chi flow in your home as well. Actually, you can create an intention that your house also has a microcosmic orbit flow. Okay, we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. And as we do this, slowly breathe in and slowly breathe out. You're going to anchor your feet chakras, the soles of your feet, with the 11 gateway, with the 111 gateway that is within the new earth. Now, bring your awareness into the here and now. You can say to yourself, I am here, I am now, and I am. So you're collecting your scattered attention points and bringing it back into the room, to your body, to your awareness. Now, we're going to take in the power of the 111 gateway on the in-breath. And this light comes from the oneness. Breathe it slowly into the body and allow it to go to any place in your body that's feeling stress or tension, old karmic patterns that are ready to be played out and completed and realized. Old unconscious karmic patterns that have been brought over from other lifetimes, primarily expressed in your early childhood and the relationship with your parents or those that raised you. And you're going to exhale and breathe out. the emotional charge to these karmic patterns that are ready to be resolved and uplifted back to the light of your soul. Breathe deeply up into the lungs, opening up the lungs to begin to clear the remaining karmic patterns. Slowly exhaling the breath, letting go of density. Now, using your knowing, we're talking to your spirit. For your body and your mind to release any pain, emotional attachments, clearing one's awareness from tribal consciousness and the chaos of the world, and remaining completely disengaged from the collective astral plane of humanity, the fourth dimension. And focusing awareness, moving beyond space and time, moving beyond form, moving beyond the polar opposites, moving awareness into that which we call deep peace, calm, tranquility. Whatever is coming up in the mind, the body, simply let it go on the out-breath. Receiving everything and letting go of everything. Allow a calm sensation to move down your body from the top of your head, slowly down through and around your face, your forehead muscles, your eyelid muscles, your jaw muscles, down into the neck, down into the shoulder blades, down your arms into your fingers, gently moving down your back, down through the lungs, the heart center, your diaphragm, your stomach, your solar plexus, down through your lower back and kidneys and adrenal glands, down through the bladder, down the legs, through the kneecaps and the calves, down into the feet and into the toe joints. And release any energies that are still perhaps a little tense down into the earth, down into the new earth. Maintain your awareness in the quantum while being aware of your physical body. Completely disengaging from your emotional body and your mental body. Moving awareness back into your essence. And imagine now that you're moving awareness through the veil. The veil of limitation, the veil of unconsciousness. Moving gently but purposely through the veil into the essence of the light, feeling as if you're moving from one world to another, like in Ezekiel's vision. Moving out of one realm and into the realm of many possibilities. We're moving up into the fifth dimension. Moving into that world where all is connected. And even allowing yourself to move even beyond the fifth dimension into the more subtle dimensions of consciousness. And as you move higher and higher or deeper and deeper into consciousness, you incorporate more levels of creation, aligning with more levels of creation and possibility. Moving into those realms where there is no static, there's no friction, there's no conflict. Now, go to that level of awareness where your Akashic Records resides. And you can see it like a hall of records or a cave of crystals, or a library of books. And you're going to move into your records, and you're going to pull from your records those karmic patterns that are ready to be complete. These are patterns with your parents, your first marriage, second marriage, even third marriage, could be with your kids, could be with relatives, could be with co-workers or former bosses that you had to work for, or organizations that you were a part of, or significant other relationships, including pets, including anything that you have adopted into your life. And you're going to hold those part of your records within the soul, within your consciousness. And on that other level, meditating with these records, aligning with and receiving the lessons. Receiving the learning lessons of these relationships. Bringing forth an understanding of now how to complete these relationships in divine right order. And sending to these souls that are involved in these patterns your blessings, your forgiveness perhaps, your love, your compassion. And even forgiving God, prime creator, for any misunderstandings regarding your life. Allowing the wounds of your inner child now to heal, so that your divine inner child can come up into present time and be integrated with the rest of you. Bringing forth from your records anything that this lockdown has triggered within you in the past 1 year. Receiving the wisdom, receiving the lessons, receiving the gifts of these lessons, incorporating it now into your essence. And so it'll take a few moments for you to really tune in, and I will call you back when it is time to shift perspectives. So go deeply into your records, into your imagination, into your creativity. Feeling the overflow of light. And from your records now, begin to pull forth into your awareness the power of the number one, prime mover energy, will of God energy. The prime archetype of creation, of creating, prime mover. And the power of 11, a gateway number, master number. And move that awareness, incorporate that awareness into your essence. Let's take a few moments to really tune in and receive now the power of 1 and the power of the 11 gateway. Now take a slow, deep cosmic breath of light. Now you're going to view your body from this level, fifth dimension and above, imagining your body down on the earth plane and creating a channel of light from your Akashic records, or shall we say a pathway of light into the brain, into the crown chakra. And there's a place within the crown chakra, your storage area for your records. Align it with that part of your crown chakra. And then now also create through the crown chakra, through the nadis, pathways, a conscious pathway into your brain, into the memory center in your physical brain. And now link up to your pineal gland, your third eye chakra now, your memory center and your pineal gland, to also include your pituitary, thalamus, and hypothalamus. And then into the heart chakra, into the still point within your heart chakra. And then into the throat chakra, your chakra of communication and your voice. and then into your hand chakras, your chakras of manifesting creativity and healing for self and others. And connecting all that now to your power center, your solar plexus. It's the conjunction, the matrix of your solar energies. Great central sun. And then to your root chakra, your grounding chakra, your chakra that connects your feet to the new earth. Take a slow, deep cosmic breath. And now align your spirit more deeply with your physical vehicle. Moving through your soul star chakra into the crown and then into the crystal palace, that very center of your brain. It is a sacred part of your brain. And from that sacred space within your brain, you move down into the third and fourth ventricles and down into the spinal column, creating pathways of light to your spinal column, to your cervical one, and your brainstem. Infusing that light down through the channels within your spine. Spirals of light. Infinity flows of light moving throughout your spinal column, energizing all your organs that come off the spine, your eyes, your ears, your throat, your heart muscle, your digestive system, your liver, your gallbladder, your kidneys and adrenal glands, your thymus gland, your spleen, your bladder, reproductive organs, your colon, your lungs. Moving awareness down to the base of your spine, your sacrum, to your original eight cells of creation. And now holding the perfection of harmony and balance within your original eight cells of creation. Holding your divine blueprint from your higher self within your original eight cells. And allowing those cells to multiply to 16, to 32, to 64, etc. Until it includes all the cells in your body being made anew. new cells for your liver, your kidneys, your lungs, your eyeballs, your nose, your throat and thyroid gland, your reproductive organs, your gallbladder, your spleen, your stomach, your skin, and your whole skeletal system, all of your joints, connective tissue, and fascia. Cells multiplying in harmony and perfection. Overriding any and all current dis-ease patterns, illness patterns, stress patterns. And allowing your whole body to reset to the power of one and to the 11 gateway. Allowing for that flow of peace now to move through your protons, electrons, and neutrons, subatomic level particles, atoms, neutrinos, tachyons, etc. Affecting DNA, RNA messaging, codons, and telomeres. Protons, electrons, neutrons. This is symbolic of a rebirth into the age of Aquarius, dovetailing the winter solstice ascension gateway activation, and feel your awareness now moving out of the old age of darkness into the age of enlightenment and peace. Letting go of the shadows of time and space. Shaking off the shackles of time and space and the shadows of your past. Putting on the cloak of light, your cloak of light. Your mantle of peace. Staying centered in the fifth dimension or above with your consciousness. Now tapping into that cosmic level. Or the Elohim of peace. And allow that peace, that path is all mental understanding now, to completely infuse your beingness and your essence, your I am. And then directing that vibration, that infinite eternal vibration down to the earth plane, down to the planet, down to all peoples of the earth, all animals and creatures and nature spirits of the earth, outer earth, inner earth, to your neighborhood, your city, your state, your province, your country, to your home, and to all those that you are connected with emotionally, significant others, including your pets. And just simply offer this light to them, to the earth, to humanity, to the planet, to all your significant other relationships, parents, children, relatives, coworkers, bosses, past, present, and even future. And let's take a moment in silence for this to anchor into the world. Sending your blessings to Prime Creator now, your love and appreciation, which will strengthen your energetic connection with Prime Creator. I'll begin to anchor the light within the fifth dimension and or above into your physical vehicle. Allow your body to receive the codes of light into every cell, into every atom, codons, protons, electrons, and neutrons. Thereby allowing your body to raise in its frequency and vibrations. Rising above all chaos that is upon the planet. Breathe in the power of one. Breathe in the power of the 11 gateway. Anchor the light into the spine. Completely into your etheric body. And then into your emotional body, your mental body, and your soul body. And breathe in the power of instantaneous integration and synergy. Divine flow. As above, so below. Anchor the power of the infinity sign, both vertically and horizontally, in your body, through your solar plexus. Allowing your microcosmic orbit to adjust to these new frequencies. As well as your nervous system, your endocrine system, and of course your brain. So get ready to come back to your physical room and your embodiment. In the here and now, coming back renewed and refreshed and recharged and reset and recalibrated. Coming back with a sense of newness and freshness and wonder. Now extend this newness into all of your relationships, into your workplace, into your family. Extend it to your pets. And call forth now for your soul group, your tribe, to begin to physically connect with you on the earth plane. Calling forth your tribe. You are ready to receive them. And calling out to the universe that you are ready to receive more abundance. Abundance in all ways. Prosperity in all ways. Without expectation, but with anticipation. That you are deserving to carry that light of your I am in the world, fearless, brave, and strong. And as you are ready, say to your Creator, I am now ready. Taking a deep cosmic breath and a deep physical breath and a deep emotional breath. And a deep psychological breath. Take it all in, and on the exhale, simply letting go. Okay, find your center with your body. with the earth. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, proclaiming, I am here. In this now moment, remember to drink water and always be grounded and focused while driving. You are divinely guided through this new year of another level of transformation and change. Let's take one more deep breath and acknowledge all assistance given today. We thank you. We bless you. We honor thy assistance. So it is.